everyone. Welcome to the Empathy Mining Podcast. This is episode 2, and it's not going to be a real cheerful one, unfortunately. I'm sure you're all aware by now of the devastating news out of New Zealand, out of Christchurch, New Zealand, when yet another white supremacist, far-right nut job walked into a mosque with an automatic rifle and massacred everyone he came in contact with, killing at least, as of last count, 49 people because they were Muslim. So, I wrote an article, today about that, kind of a quick fire type article, and I thought I would read it first to start the podcast here and then give some more thoughts about things. So I'm just going to read the article. It's entitled, People Who Do Despicable Acts of Hate Keep Praising Donald Trump, and So Do Far-Right Christians. There's a pattern here, a disgusting and wretched pattern. People who commit horrendous acts of violence and hate keep citing Donald Trump as an inspiration. That's bad enough, but far-right Christians still sing Trump's praises too. The New Zealand mosque white supremacist terrorists manifesto praised Trump as a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose. That was a quote. Quote, a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose, Donald Trump. There it is again. Trump keeps getting praise heaped upon him by the most despicable people on earth. The reason they admire him is because his constant dog whistling resonates with them. They get what so many right-wing Christians apparently do not. Donald Trump kindles hatred and bigotry, not just in this country, but around the world. The worst representatives of quote-unquote whiteness on the planet love Donald Trump. Christian Trump supporters, you'd be better off just admitting it. These are your teammates. The leadership of America's largest hate groups all look to Donald Trump for inspiration. They go on record with it. David Duke slobbers all over himself singing Donald Trump's praises. And Trump keeps fueling the flames of hatred. Just yesterday, on the same day as this New Zealand shooting, he made an extremely thinly veiled threat against his opponents by saying that he has the support of the police, military, and a group called Bikers for Trump, and implied things would, quote, be very bad, unquote, if his supporters decided to get, quote, unquote, tough on his opponents. These are the kind of things that give unstable bigots ideas. These are the kinds of irresponsible comments that cause things like we saw in New Zealand, or Las Vegas, or Orlando, or, well, you get the picture. I know I've asked you this before, right-wing Christians, but I'm going to ask again. Are you cool with being teammates with these kinds of people? Will you even admit that your guy in the White House stokes them up, and they all seem to be big fans of his, like you are? Does it bother you in the least that this stuff keeps happening and the common denominator is that the terrorist perpetrators are white supremacists who admire the man you say is doing God's work? If it doesn't bother you, right-wing Christians, then I'm just going to have to assume you endorse this hate. Please tell me I'm wrong. Side note. Unfortunately, I saw the footage the shooter posted of his terrorist act. It looked like a video game, but it wasn't. God help us, it wasn't. And I'm not telling you you should watch the video. You shouldn't. It's awful. I hope it's been taken down by now. But if anyone could see that awful video and still support automatic weapons in the hands of civilians, then I'd frankly wish they'd just go ahead and shoot me, because I don't want to live in a world like that. I've never seen anything that so clearly illustrates why these guns don't belong in anyone's hands unless it's the military. It was awful. So, that was the article. Now, I've written on this subject before and asked conservative right-wing Christians if they understood who their teammates were. If it were me, and I was a right-wing Christian, and I saw the kinds of people who are attracted to Donald Trump, it would give me great pause. Would it not you? If the guy you're supporting is attracting the worst element of society around the world, and they look to him for inspiration, does it not make you in the least bit want to back away from that guy? These are the kinds of people that look up to this man and see him as finally a guy who can let us usher in another age to be able to discriminate and terrorize people who don't have the same skin color as us. I can't be more clear than that. If you are standing with Donald Trump at this point, you are standing alongside, shoulder to shoulder, with the worst scum this earth has to offer. Take a good long, hard look at the facts, folks. It's time to cut your losses and dump this guy and beg for forgiveness to God for having supported him. If you don't get that by now, I'm having a hard time continuing to find empathy for you. This is empathy mining, and I'm trying hard. But at some point, enough is enough. So, if I sound a little upset and angry today, well, yeah, I am. Sorry to dump that on you, but it seemed like I needed to say it, so. Look for a new episode coming soon, hopefully on a little bit more cheerful note. Thanks for listening.
Into the empathy mind. Into the empathy mind.